Hello, everyone, and welcome to this edition of the Four Wide Salute podcast. I am TJ Lane, along with Brandon Segal.
Hey, everybody.
On today's podcast, we're going to talk about a subject that's that has a lot of mixed answers to. So be sure to chime in on social media, on Facebook and Twitter, to let us know your thoughts on it. What we're going to talk about is, what is the definition of good racing? What makes good racing? Brandon, I'll let you start out. What's your opinion on what makes a good race? What makes good racing?
Well, first, I will admit that this can be as varied as each individual that sits down to watch a race. But for me, what makes a good race is interesting race cars, interesting personalities, drivers, crew members, a fun racetrack, and a general, just a good atmosphere around it. Like a place like Bristol or Tri-State Speedway in Hopstead, Indiana, there's this feeling, this vibe that you know you're going to see badass race cars, badass drivers, and you're going to see one heck of a show.
Yes, I would go along with that same thing. When you there's just something about certain places and certain races where you can feel that atmosphere there, and that's definitely something that adds a lot to it. And you know, for me, I'm pretty easy to satisfy as a race fan. I don't know if I've ever gone to the races and not had a good time. But for me, what truly makes a great race is a race that is in question. If it's a race that's close and you don't know who's going to win it, those, to me, that's the best races right there. That's what I like to see. I don't like to see a race where a guy just stretches out to a big lead and there's really no race to it. So that's kind of my thing. I like a good close race that is in question.
I can't disagree with that. I don't think anybody wants to go in being able to predict the result. You know, they definitely want some question to be there. But for me, it's watching the cars and the drivers work. I've been to races where there would be a blowout lead, but there's been a battle for second or third, or just in general watching one guy who's laying it on the line and just putting on a show all by himself, like Kenny Johnson will do in a modified at times. There was a time at KC, he was running a B main, fifth or sixth, jumping the cushion, climbing the fence, literally in three and four would climb the fence. You could see him going down the back stretch, bobbing his head, willing his car to go faster. And yeah, he passed a few guys, but the show that he was putting on all by himself was well beyond the cars that he passed.
Speaking of Kenny Johnson, I have to tell a quick story about him. I'd interviewed him at Rocky Top. This was back in 2006. It was an AMRA Road Warrior Tour race, which, by the way, that series used to be awesome when it was in existence. But Kenny, he ran right up against the guardrail the whole night. I mean, ran high, put on a heck of a show. And so I was asking him about running high, and he looked at me and he said, "I'm not afraid to run high because I'm not afraid to die."
Yeah, and it's crazy that, you know, there's some guys that just have that kind of confidence in themselves and their talent that they can put it all on the line like that. You have a guy like Kyle Larson in a sprint car or in a stock car. You know, he'll put it up against the wall and let it ride. And, you know, there's been practice. I've seen that guy just absolutely go for it and be sideways, almost out of control in practice. And I'm just sitting there in awe.
Yes. You know, one thing that brings out that comes to another question. So is what defines good racing, does it really maybe have more to do about the personalities and the driving styles of some of these drivers, more so than, say, the close side-by-side racing? And what makes me ask this is, if you look at NASCAR, you hear all the time, "Man, the racing in NASCAR just ain't what it used to be." Well, you know what? If you look at the racing in NASCAR in the 80s and 90s and even, you know, in the 2000s in its heyday, you know what? In my opinion, the actual racing, the competition, is better today than what it's ever been. And some people might disagree, but I don't think anybody could disagree that the actual racing is any worse than what it used to be. It's just the difference is in those personalities.
A lot of people have fantasized whatever era they grew up in. Like, I'll admit I have bias to the mid-90s. I came into NASCAR and the sport in about 1995. And 95, 96, 97, those are my standard because that's when I was young, that's what I came into. But going back to that, I always preach that the last 3 years with this low downforce package for NASCAR, I thought was the three best years since those 90s.
Yes. I mean, that's the thing is, and you can look on Facebook or Twitter for a conversation after every NASCAR race, and that's what you see. I mean, people say, "Oh man, they need to take the racing back to the way it was in the '90s, or back in the '80s, or back in the '70s." And it's just, it's like some people complain because there's not enough cars on the lead lap, or they complain because a guy won by 2 seconds, but they don't realize that back in the 90s, you had races where guys won by 14 and 15 seconds with four cars on the lead lap.
Yeah, there would be races where everybody knew who won the race with about 10 to go because you didn't have the phantom yellows and the guys had kind of spread out and you had the guy that was leading by 2 seconds or more and you kind of knew the results about 10 to go or so. There's a lot more doubt, today because I feel like the competition is that much closer and stronger and sometimes you get the phantom yellows, and a lot of times you get legitimate yellows at the end of races because guys are going for it.
Yes, and one thing with going to the races that I think is just different than the other stick and ball sports is while with racing you may have a race where a guy is just dominant for the lead. You may have a race that you never see a battle for the lead, but there's always a good battle going on the track somewhere. I mean, there's very few races that I can think of where there's just nothing happening. But it seems like almost probably 98% of the races that you see, there's good racing, good battling going on, somewhere around the track. And for me, that's why I think racing is just the best ticket for anybody, when you look at all the other sports.
It is an absolute blessing and a curse that there's more than two teams out on a racetrack at a given time because you don't always have that tight back and forth seesaw because it's just the two guys going at it, the two teams. But when there's a blowout, it's usually not a blowout for third, fourth, fifth, wherever. There's something to watch. And that's from NASCAR, even at the worst package, to dirt. And like with the World of Outlaws, you can have somebody, run off with the lead, but usually there's going to be guys, second, third, fourth on back. They're going to be running the cushion or trying to catfish on the bottom. They'll be slide jobbing each other back and forth. And even the leader, if he's out on his own, he's working lap traffic, and those cars are spectacular. And he could be one of those guys putting on a show all by himself.
Here's one thing too is I've been to all the stick and ball sports. I went to a professional hockey game on Saturday afternoon, Columbus, Ohio, Columbus Blue Jackets. That's the top level of hockey that's out there. And you know what? The game sucked. It was 4-0. That Columbus got beat by, and that's something that I think people are used to in stick and ball sports is that you're not always going to see a close game. You're going to see games that are blowouts. You're going to see games that suck, but you don't see their fans getting on Facebook and Twitter and bashing and saying that the NHL sucks, that the NBA sucks, the NFL sucks because they saw a blowout. But with racing, it seems like it's a different story. If there's a race where it's maybe not quite as exciting, where a guy kind of walks away with it, then there comes all the keyboard warriors talking about how bad NASCAR sucks or how bad that dirt track sucks or the series sucks.
Yeah, and we're very spoiled that way sometimes. And I don't know if it's some of the poor TV coverage is kind of incites some of that from the NASCAR fans because a lot of time, the only thing the TV shows is the top three or four guys where there's not always the best action. But as far as the dirt tracks, when you're there and you're complaining about not a good show up front, then I don't know what they're watching because there's not many times unless a track just rubbers up and locks down. But there's not something exciting to take from a dirt track race.
Yes, I mean I've gone to hundreds of them. I know you have too. You've probably gone to more than I have, and there's only a very few handful of times that I can remember a race where the track was just so locked down on dirt that there wasn't no action going on at all. I mean, there's only very few times that's happened. And in those cases that has happened, it's always been, at some point in the future. You still saw, good heat racing. And so yeah, I mean, I just that's one thing I feel like with racing. I don't know if there's really ever a time that you see just poor racing.
Now, with a dirt track, what to you makes a good racing on a dirt track? For me, with today's cars, late model sprint car, I don't care what you're talking about. What seems to make a good race for a dirt track is if you've got some moisture on the bottom, you let it slick off through the center, but you still got a little bit of a cushion and you got that moisture up high.
Yes, when you've got that to where you've got a strong bottom groove and a strong top groove, you are going to see a heck of a race. Yeah, it could be a race where the leader kind of walks away with it, but you're going to see some incredible racing back to the field. So yeah, with that, with that type of track surface like that, you're just guaranteed to see a great show.
I agree, and that's something, I hear a lot of complaints about Eldora and how they prep their track, but I went to 14 races at Eldora last year between all the big events, and they had that track last year about as good as you could ever want a track. It was fast in qualifying. It slicked off through the heats and then come feature time or top, middle, bottom. It didn't matter what class of cars was running on the track.
Yes, and that's something I've seen with dirt tracks. You'll see a race that it's just great racing. It's multi grooves, but the track may be a little bit more dry slick than people want it to be, or maybe a little bit dustier than people want, and they'll still kind of complain about that, even though they just seen some off the hook racing.
Yeah, we're definitely a fickle group of people are race fans, and there's no better group of people, but sometimes we get on our own nerves, don't we?
Yes. And I think that's kind of, as we wrap this one up, I think that's kind of the point that we want to get across here is that you know what, it doesn't matter what type of racing it is that you're going to see good stuff. And I think it's almost a lot of kind of what your mindset is going into it. If you go into it and you expect every race to be a barn burner with a photo finish, or beating and banging a last lap pass, whatever. If you go in with that mindset, you're probably gonna be disappointed quite a bit. But if you go in the mindset of watching the talent go out there and fight the cars around the track, and watching side by side racing and good battling somewhere through the field, if you have that mindset going into it, you're gonna be happy.
Yeah, I believe it was Dave Despain who said roughly, we all go to races hoping to see something spectacular, but most of them are downright average. But we all keep going back hoping to see that one spectacular. And when it happens, it is something that is truly magical. So I hope, like me and TJ, you are constantly going after and attending races, hoping to see that spectacular one and that you enjoy it when it happens. And even when it's not something spectacular, that you take a moment to appreciate the ability to enjoy all the racing, no matter at what level. And with that, we want to thank you for joining us for this edition of the Four Wide Salute. Go like and subscribe to us wherever you listen to podcasts and check us out on Twitter and Facebook. Until next time, guys.